Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, on today's program, we have once again with us Craig Uden, President of the National Beef Association. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, you recently testified before Congress representing the cattlemen in our country. The idea was to get the input from various commodity groups to help formulate a new farm bill. How did that go?
Well, I thought it went really well. Basically, it was us and pork. We also had a lamb and turkeys. And we testified in front of the subcommittee on what we were looking at in the farm bill. And consequently, some of the things that were hot topic gave us trade. We visited before with you on that. That's kind of top of mind. Rolling back regulations is another big issue, and so far this administration's been pushing back pretty hard. We've seen some, we're going to try to roll back some of these unnecessary regulations that we've been hampered with over the last several years. You know, if we look at price of products, we also have to look at production costs, and those regulations are adding a lot of money to our bottom line, so we have to, you know, not all regulations are bad, but a lot of them are not needed in the industry. So we push back on that. We also ask, as we face budget cuts, some things that we really want to do is we want to continue to have funding for research of beef. And we did ask them in the coalition way with pork about building a out-of-country vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease or any other diseases that we might somewhat face, so that we had a secure beef plan in place, that if we had a issue with some foreign animal disease, we could actually be on top of it, not be behind the eight ball, as you might say. So those are things that we're looking at. Also, we did not think that we needed a livestock title. We thought we could work diligently with Congress on a lot of these needs as they arise. One other thing is we ask them to protect the checkoff, because the checkoff continues to be under fire by certain special interest groups out there attacking it all the time. And the checkoff has done great work in advancing the value of all the beef products and having the exposure. You know, last audit, and that was several years ago, was $11.50 for every dollar spent on the beef checkoff. So those were some of the issues we dealt with when we were in front of Congress.
Right. Well, it sounds like you covered everything that I know friends of mine that are interested in. So it's wonderful you can be part of that. You know, in our part of the United States, the ethanol industry has played a big part in the growth of the cattle feedlots in southwestern Minnesota and Iowa and Nebraska. What's the National Cattlemen's Beef Association official stand supporting the ethanol industry?
Well, we're not opposed to ethanol. We were opposed to having mandates out there that falsely raise the price on production, because we know once that, and that's kind of what happened too, once that bubble burst and the market has to stand on its own, consequently that's not been good for the grain farmers. You know, I personally, we use between 12 and 15 loads per day of co-product out of our ethanol plants down here, so it's a valuable resource for us to utilize in Nebraska. So consequently, we're definitely not opposed to ethanol. We're just opposed to creating mandates that falsify the market, because when that comes apart, it really comes apart.
Sure, and I'm sure as a president of a national organization, you're representing all different parts of the country, and not everybody has access to it, so I understand that. Well, I recently visited with Chris Wallum. He's the president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, and he just said kudos should go out to you and the National Cattlemen's Organization, that you've been a big part in helping with the Endangered Species Act, in particular in helping the Minnesota ranchers with the wolf issue. And I just want to say there really is a strength in numbers when you go to your legislatures, isn't there?
You know, we did. We just had boots on the hill, and we had a lot of representatives from all the different states, and we got to hear from all the secretaries, which was really unique. Secretary of Interior, which would deal with the wolf issue. We got to hear from the White House themselves, Scott Pruitt with the EPA. This was a great for our members to hear and see. And then they went and visited with their representatives. And, you know, it does make a difference when you go visit with your representatives. They actually do hear your concerns. So it's a very positive atmosphere out there right now as far as agriculture. But we do need people to engage and stay vigilant, you know. That's part of why you want to be a member of your local, your state, and your national organization, because we have to continue to learn. You know, we have challenges and opportunities, but if we don't understand the issues and see the big picture, it's hard to deal with that on your day-to-day operations. So I think it's very important to get involved. That's one reason I'm a member of all of my local, state, and national, is I want to learn all the issues up and down the line of agriculture. So that's one of the keys. Dealing with issues such as your wolf issue in Minnesota is another key issue why I'm a member. We have we're constantly working on issues every day, and we've got a great team in D.C. as well as Denver building beef demand for a product out there.
Sure.
And so consequently, that's why people should be get involved and be members of their association.
All right. Well, thanks, Craig, once again for being on the program and for all the time you and your family has put into advancing the beef industry. And I just want to throw this invite out. If it works out during your year as president to get up into Minnesota here, we'd love to have you.
I was there a couple of years ago, and I look forward if we can make it work, I'd sure love to come back up.
All right. Well, take care and good luck this spring with all your work. And until next week, we'll talk again.